That's essentially to be able to help the public be able to locate lawyers, essentially, without going through the hassle of either going through traffic. By the click of a button, the type of lawyer you are looking for, you'll be able to access. It's a way of reaching out to the public, you know, and shortening the distance in the quest for a lawyer, so that if something should happen, even in the night, you don't have to call anybody. You go on to ghanabar.org and you'll be able to locate the type of lawyer that you are looking for. And of course, since there are no guarantees, if you find a lawyer who suits your purposes, you are free to either call somebody, mention the lawyer to him, say, oh, I've seen this lawyer's profile on the lawyer locator. What do you think? So it's basically to help the public assess the lawyer. And the GBA doesn't take any guarantees by way of your legal fees or performance of the lawyer. And as Mr. Buedu indicated in the exhibition, it is not also to state that this is the best lawyer or this is the worst lawyer. It is just an assistance that the association feels that at this time, especially with the COVID and all those kind of things, the bar can reach out to the public. The public can also see into the bar's pool of lawyers and help them choose. So that is the essence of what we've launched today.
So which lawyers are there? I know there are lawyers who are on the roll. They may not be your members. There are some that are members, good standing. Which kind of lawyers have you assembled?
There's no differentiation. Basically, it is for lawyers who are members of the Ghana Bar Association. This is a service that we are providing to the general public, but for our members, because it is, in the greatest respect, monies which belong to our members, which we use to service these systems. So essentially, it is a service for members of the Ghana Bar Association. If you are a lawyer and you don't happen to be a member of the Ghana Bar Association, your details will not come up. It is that simple. So it is a service which is for the members of the Ghana Bar Association, aimed at giving them access to the public and vice versa.
So you work closely with the judicial service because you all form part of it. Is this portal in any way linked to the judicial service, or for now it's just for the association? You are looking at integrating it as you go along?
No, it is available to everybody. Once you go on to ghanabar.org, any member of the public, a judge, the Chief Justice, anybody can access it. So it is the differentiating point is that the people who are found on the list are those who are members in good standing. That is the only differentiating point. But any person, even a lawyer who is not in good standing, can access that information. Because, like he said in the demonstration, it is only when you try to log in that your credentials will have to come up. And if you are not a member, as you yourself try to see. So that is it. It is for members of the Ghana Bar Association who are in good standing. Because if you haven't paid your dues, for example, your name will not come up. So it is a service for members of the Ghana Bar Association. When we started our administration, we felt that the campaign promise was to reform the bar using ICT. Now, with the advent of COVID, it has even become an imperative that person-to-person contact is limited. Therefore, as much as possible, we want to use technology as the solution for any little problem that we may have. So that is what is pushing us even to work harder. Like I said, with the continuing legal education, which was a major plank of our campaign promise, we've gotten to a stage where we really need money for the solution, because we've not been able to use local expertise to put it out. So we'll have to fall on some foreign expertise, and it comes with a lot of financial burden. So I believe that the capacity of every lawyer must be enhanced. And I don't want it to be that at every given point it is Accra and Kumasi who are being trained. So we'll find the money and we'll get a solution done.